Ah, good to be back. Here we are again, ladies and gentlemen, with another episode of PMD Podcast. It's been a while. We've been very busy. A lot of stuff has happened. But before I keep on rambling, let me welcome PK. Hi.
Yo.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Yesterday was a good day, so. And the group birthday is coming up too. I'm very excited.
The group birthday, yes. And of course, yesterday was yours.
It was.
I saw most of the pictures on the internet that you got, but I bet you got a lot of great presents in real life as well.
I was very, very happy yesterday. I did not really expect any of it, so.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Whatever!
So, what did you get?
I don't really wanna. It was just a bunch of birthday wishes and cool things from people. And, like, art and stuff, and it was very nice.
Aww. Alright. So, the reason why we're doing this episode this late is, as I already mentioned, a lot of stuff happened. First of all, in the middle of February, I started moving into a new place. I am now settled into that new place. It's a nice little place. I like it.
Good.
I'm closer to my relatives again, so I can see them a lot more often now, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a good thing, for the most part, except when my father wants to see me. I really dislike my father. But it's okay, I can deal with that. And, well, let's see what else happened. Me moving.
There's the whole France thing.
The whole France thing, of course.
Yeah.
PK has been to France for, what was it, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks.
Yes, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it was quite an adventure. It was, basically, I worked for Melly of Transform Ice for a couple weeks, doing, just different stuff for her new game. It was a lot of fun, and I got to hang out with her, and I don't know, I got to see some of France, and I got to visit Paris, and I got to, actually, I met with a few Japanese friends that I met in Japan because they happened to be in Paris at the time, so we met up, and that was a crazy coincidence. Really incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing. See, the world really is a small place.
It is becoming more and more so with the internet.
So you had a good time over there.
I really did. It was very enjoyable. I would definitely go back.
What did you think of Paris?
I don't know. I didn't get to see a whole lot of it. I visited the Eiffel Tower a little bit, just looked around and stuff, and then went to the Louvre, and I didn't really do a whole lot in Paris. Seemed all right.
I've also been there before, and I didn't get to go on top of the Eiffel Tower, just stand in its shadow for couple of minutes because there was this incredibly long queue in front of it.
Yeah, the lines are really, really long. So,
I mean, we could have stood in line for the stairs because the line for the stairs was much shorter than the one for the elevator.
Yeah, it was for us too, but I didn't feel like standing in any line. So.
And the Louvre, or however you pronounce it, the Louvre?
Louvre.
Yeah, here in Germany we just say Louvre.
Mm.
We like to
pronounce it. It's said so many ways here.
I was impressed by most of the art, but some things disappointed me a little bit, like the Mona Lisa. I didn't expect it to be like a DNA 4 piece of paper.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kick your butt. This is just too much. We can't talk about art here. We gotta talk about PMD.
Aww.
Or else we'll go on forever just talking about non-related art, trust me.
Yeah, okay, we're not going to talk about art, but we would still we would still like to hear a bit about your trip.
It's really not. It's not. I just worked really hard on part four during it, so. I mean, it's ridiculous, but I worked with Melly in the day, and then in the evening I worked on part four stuff until that got out. So.
Well, but it worked out fine in the end. You made
It
an
did.
amazing part four.
I'm really looking forward to the next parts that are coming out soon.
Yes, as it is, you are planning to add voice to the Flash.
Yes.
And there have been a lot of auditions for the different cast characters.
Oh, yes, there have. There have been dozens and dozens. I've
Which
listened to all of them.
characters were particularly difficult to cast for?
Gunpowder. Gunpowder was the last one to get any like serious role from someone who seemed very I guess really good at acting. So I needed really, really strong actors for each of the guild leader parts because they're gonna be around for a while, and if I'm gonna keep doing this, I would like it to be people who are consistent and who know what they're doing. Right away, like the first audition I got was for PK and Inanna, and they were by the same person, really fantastic. And I was like, this person knows how to act and knows how to voice act. So this is great, and knows how to do different voices. And each of the guild leaders has someone who is good at acting, so the other roles I tried also to find good actors for really strong
Of
voices.
course, of course. I am going to give my voice to Dr. Quack, and I'm a bleeding
You are.
amateur. I'm a bleeding amateur.
That's fine though, because like it's really cool how many people came together who've like never done acting before, and they still had a really cool voice, really like put their heart into their lines. I'm very excited. They're so, I don't know, it's really awesome to first start out with, okay, this is an art group, and now it's an art writing group, and now it's also
Art
people doing
writing
flash,
acting
and now
group.
there's music, and now there's gonna be voice acting. Like, it's really cool.
Soon we'll be making movies.
I mean, speaking of which, I have to start planning in April some animation stuff for Mission 10.
Ooh,
So,
nice.
yeah, I hope I can pull through on that.
Oh yeah, Mission 10 is gonna be the big one, right?
Yeah,
The
it's
really
gonna
big one.
be big. Yeah.
As always, you can't spoil anything,
I
but
can't.
hype.
There's a lot of cool stuff coming though. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna be getting. There's four small animations I have planned, and then a medium one, and then a big one. And I have to see if these will actually happen the way I want them to or not. And I'm gonna have to start storyboarding. I don't want anything super long. I want it to be doable. I want it to be achievable. I don't want to plan too much and just not happen. So.
Yeah, it would be bad if things weren't going as planned.
Yeah, I want to get something. I have a bunch of helpers who may help me with the animation for that, so it should be cool.
Speaking of big projects, another little silly idea has been tossed around in chat for a while, which was a game based on the group.
Yeah.
And recently you've decided to make something like that, isn't that right?
That's true, actually, and I have to discuss some planning, maybe later tonight or tomorrow, with two of the people who are going to be helping, which are Raiteki, who helps with the Flash stuff,
Of course.
and my Triforce, who helps with different art stuff, and she's going to be helping with the animation stuff on this. I'm going to be having her do, well. That's not important for now. The whole thing is that our first goal is actually to make a little game about Grand Kek. So, It's not immediately going to be the fighting game that the first idea was for, but something that actually tells a bit of the story of the past.
Oh.
That's, yep.
So there's a different game now,
Yes,
huh? My
yep.
sources are outdated.
They are, yep. It's not something I've talked about a whole lot, but I actually have to start. I don't know if the Grand Kike animation, if you saw that, where he was twirling his cane and stuff. Well, not twirling, but
I actually saw that.
yeah, he was like rocking his cane. That was like a test for me just doing a standard animation, an idle frame, just to see how that would go. And I have to start planning and putting together the art for the rest of it. It's gonna be a short game, but gonna tell a big chunk of the story that wouldn't be told otherwise. So,
All
I'm
right.
really excited.
And of course, we are excited to hear more about that as the thing goes on.
Yeah.
And actually, what was that about a fighting game? Tell us a little bit
The
more about
fighting
that.
game was like the first idea behind the thing that morphed into the Grand Kek game. Like, I think it might still happen, but way slower pace than making the Grand Kek game, because that's going to be a mini project to see if like I can actually manage making a game with a little team of people. So the fighting game idea, I really was excited by the prospect of it maybe telling a story. Like, you can go through mission 1 through 5 as some character and see what their story is or whatever. And that seemed really cool. But then I was like, well, there's got to be a better way to make a compact, doable, achievable game. And I was like, so why not something that tells a little bit of a story? And then Marl and I came up with, well, why not something about Grand Kek? And like, and I was like, what about the end? What about later? Stuff we don't get to see. And so it really morphed from the fighting game.
Whoops, a little bit of a technical screw up here, guys. My recording cut out for a second. But that's all right. PK was done talking about that game.
Yeah.
So, another thing that recently happened was Mike was removed from the group. I'm not going to go into much further detail on that. I'm just going to say that I'm sorry that it had to come to that.
Yeah, I think it was sort of going in that direction for a while, which is unfortunate. I guess it was not really something that I wanted to think was going to happen, and I wanted to try and resolve it in another way, which didn't work. So, yep. The reasons why he got removed are listed on the group journal if you're interested, but we won't go into that here.
But that being said, if you ever have trouble with an admin or another member of the group, you can always come to the admins and
Yeah.
tell them about it.
Yeah, that's very important.
That's very important. And if you feel like it, you can also send your issues or your questions to the PMD podcast, and we'll give you some advice live on the show. Only if you want to.
Yeah, you're not obligated to do anything.
But yeah, we're not getting terribly a whole lot of questions.
That's fine. I mean, people like listening, though.
They do. Okay, but now let's get a bit into actual group stuff again. Last time we've talked about the Cacleon family, and it kind of derailed a little bit into the origins of the Merchants Guild. So I was wondering, how did the other two guilds actually come to be?
Oh, man. Well, depends. Which guild do you want to start with?
Let's go with the rescuers.
Okay, that one's pretty simple. I actually was going to get around to showing how that guild starts in one of the doujins. It's going to wrap up the little series of books that sort of tell the beginning of each of the guilds as they are currently at the time of Mission 1. And I can summarize it a little bit. Chill shows up. He's recently helped Mike out, so they're kind of a little duo. And he's like, this would be a good base for my operation. Like, I want to help out. This seems like a good place to do it. It's a nice little community. And that's Chill's first thought. And before that, he had saved Mike from like a dumb little adventure. So, I mean, they're beginning. It's not like super exciting, deep backstory. It's just two guys who are doing a little rescuing adventure together.
Kind of like the actual PMD games.
Kinda, yeah.
And then, of course, they had to pick a big, fucking massive tree as their base of operations. A tree that did not have any ramps of sorts for Pokemon that don't have legs or have or
Yeah, they didn't think about that too much. So that had to be fixed. Had to be handicap accessible. So
That goddamn tree was racist.
yeah, basically. It was not looking good for any Ponyta or whatever.
Yeah, and speaking of Chill, you actually surprised us with his recent return.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't answer your question last time. And it wasn't even planned like that immediately. He wasn't even supposed to show up until the event. But I had to switch things around because the Rogues Guild won. So my notes got all jumbled and not relevant anymore, and Chill had to come back early.
Those
He wasn't
dang
supposed to come.
rogues.
Yeah, he just wasn't supposed to come back until about a month from now.
And of course, with his sudden return, you also lifted the greatest mystery of his entire
What,
character,
yeah.
what his eyes look like.
Yeah.
The reactions were pretty funny. Everyone was like, "Oh my God, Chill is back! Oh my God, are those his eyes?"
Yes. I was very I couldn't take the shades anymore. Just they removed all emotion from him. It's hard enough to show emotion for things that don't have eyes, but he was hiding them for basically no reason now, so.
But
And besides, you can't wear shades while in a cave anyway, so.
well, yeah, that's true. But I would say the emotion thing was sort of a challenge because you could always use his ears and his mouth to try and convey emotion.
I know, but eyes are really one of the most expressive features on people and even animals, so. It's like the ears, you can like, oh, he's sad. Oh, wow, he's curious. But you can't tell any subtleties, any complexity to his emotion just using those. You can get a general idea, but I think he looks cooler without the shades.
And of course, glasses and shades aren't really a big thing in PvE anyway,
Yeah.
so those are gone now.
Yep.
They will not be missed.
No, they
Yeah, so I guess that already wraps up the rescuer origins. That was short and sweet and to the point.
Yeah.
So, how did the rogues happen?
Well, actually, it's kind of interesting, but Devonshire wouldn't have started asking for or even recruiting Pokemon to help him out if it hadn't been for one of the previous Kecleon who helped run Tau. He was suggested to start, why don't you hire them to do things? Why don't you pay them to get information for you or do these tasks? There are plenty of Pokemon who are seeking out, discreet things. You can pay and you can make a lot of money and you can get what you're looking for. And so Devonshire thought, yeah, this is a good idea. I'll do that. And later on, Gunpowder showed up after, well, part of the Gunpowder story where he's dreaming talks a little about how he met Devonshire and how he came from Alamomola after helping out Inanna for a while. But Devonshire really just saw potential and oh, here's a Pokemon who is looking for work. I'll hire them. And after Gunpowder was hired, he ended up just continuing to do things for Devonshire, and eventually, there was some sort of trust in that Gunpowder trusted Devonshire to keep delivering work for him to do, and he would keep doing it, and it gave him something to do, and something to keep his mind on instead of other things, like other problems. And I guess it seemed kind of like a one-sided relationship for a while. Just Devonshire just hires random Pokemon to do things for him. But eventually, he must have realized that, well, Gunpowder actually does go through a lot of stuff for me, and he's never once been unfaithful or anything but loyal. So that's sort of how that ended up starting. Gunpowder and Devonshire have known each other for quite a while as of Mission One. Like, they'd already known each other for, how long? It's had to have been at least a few years. So they have known each other the longest of any of the Pokemon who are guild leaders, and the starting guild leaders. I think Mike and Chill had only known each other for maybe a few months before they started the Rescuers Guild. PK and Shroomsworth probably knew each other for over a year before Mission One, and Gunpowder and Devonshire had known each other for several years.
And so, would you say that the Rogues are actually the oldest guild in town?
They are. Well, yeah, technically they're the oldest guild, but the merchants didn't really start the guild thing until Mission One, even though they've been around since before the Rogues Guild. So, yeah, you could say technically the Rogues are, but the merchants have been around for longer, not in the same sense, so.
Yeah, the merchants have been around as well, the Kecleon family business.
Yeah. So that's a pretty good summary of each of the guilds, and I could go more into detail, but I actually would like to hold off on talking about the Rogues Guild formation just a little bit longer. I gave like a basic, but
As is
yeah.
always the case, you
Yeah.
ask things that cannot be spoiled.
Yeah, I gave you as much as I can tell you for now. It'll be worth it, trust me.
This puts me a bit on the spot because I didn't think we would be talking for this short.
Yeah, sorry. There's a bunch I would love to talk about right now. I can't elaborate.
Well, maybe let's talk about something that about a location that doesn't seem to be relevant in the very near future. Let's talk about Castle Draglugia for a bit.
Okay, what in particular? I know there are tasks going on there right now.
Let's just well, tell me a little bit about when it was built and
Well,
about.
okay, so it's, oh boy, it's been around for centuries. The Draglugia family has been doing their, oh God, I have to be very selective in the things I talk about because it's going to be relevant soon. So, I just will say that the artifacts rewarded for the tasks this month are very relevant to the history of the castle, and I hope people pay attention to that. Oh my
Well, people should always pay attention because, as said before, there are always tons of little clues to the story in what they
God.
do.
There are a lot of just I try to be very thoughtful and plan things accordingly. I try to make sure everything fits in. I'm very much looking forward to getting to expand upon the story of the castle soon. Yeah, this is a hard subject because you picked the one that's actually relevant very soon. That's why there are
Yes,
tasks there.
sorry, it just randomly popped up in my mind.
Yeah, it's very I feel bad to just repeat myself.
I just have the worst luck with these questions. Like
Yeah, you really
I
get.
always pick the ones that are super relevant and that you cannot talk about.
I mean, I guess I can talk a little bit about her father had been there for a very long time. He met a bunch of interesting Pokemon that will be relevant in the story at some point in the future. Oh, I know his diary was stolen for the borrowed for Callahan. That will be relevant sometime because I know some people were wondering about, okay, what's Callahan gonna do with these books? Well, all of the Castle Dracolugia books will be relevant. I'm really looking forward to getting to talk about the diary a little because there's a big chunk of interesting story in there. And I'm also, I guess, it would be really nice if people asked questions of things they were curious about, that we could address those on here. Because I don't want to mention things if no one's noticed it yet, you know?
Yes, let's just make my job easier and have the next episode be just a massive Q&A.
Actually be fun.
So, people, you heard it. PK demands your questions. Send us questions. Ask whatever you want to know. Anything that's relevant, immediately relevant, anything that could be relevant, anything that's relevant to the past.
Oh, you know what might be interesting is we might be able to do a live podcast next time.
Yes, that too. I was actually going to ask about that.
Yeah, we could do a live stream or something.
Yeah, so the idea is basically, I think I came up with that at some point, that PK just
Yeah.
does a little stream and we talk about it. You can all join in, just watch her do something while we do this podcast thing we keep doing.
Yeah, we could do that. Maybe not this upcoming weekend, but the weekend after that. That might be good. So, about 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. So, with that said, we don't really have to drag out this current episode as
Yeah.
much as possible if we got one right around the corner. So, let's just take this as a little "We Are Back" episode. We are going to be active again, and
There's going to be a lot to talk about, though, next time, just
there's
as a
going to be a
warning.
lot to talk about.
Because I have some very cool thing planned very soon, and I think it will be enjoyed by a lot of people. So, look forward to that. Be excited.
Yes, and I hope I can make this episode enjoyable to listen to because I have learned quite a few tricks about sound editing now.
Good.
And I might even buy a new microphone in the near future.
Oh, that might be nice.
Yes. So, until next time, this has been your PMD podcast, your prime source of PMD related news.
You.
See you guys.